Graphic, messages indicate Sinaloa cartel. CJNG helping Gulf cartel in turf war. By Cartel Chronicles on December 14, 2023. A message scrawled on a poster board and left next to the bodies of 8 murdered cartel gunmen points to a dangerous new alliance. The message reveals that a faction of the Sinaloa cartel and the Cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, are helping one side of the Gulf cartel in an ongoing turf war. This week, a group of gunmen dumped the bodies of their rivals in poster boards with threats in the city of San Fernando, Tamaulipas. Other gunmen took the bodies away before police could arrive, leaving only blood on the floor where the bodies had been dumped. A series of photographs and videos that were shared through WhatsApp messages and on social media are the only evidence left of the mass killing attributed to the Escorpions faction of the Gulf cartel. A narco message left next to the bodies mentions Ms. the Sinaloa cartel faction led by Ismael El Mayo Zambada and CJNG, claiming that they are not welcome in Tamaulipas and that their allies would not back them up. The 8 victims are believed to be gunmen siding with the old-school Zetas or with a group known as Sierra Fox that is based in San Fernando. That group is led by a man known as Chewy 7. It remains unclear if they were locals or if they were gunmen from other cartels and had been helping the San Fernando groups. As Breitbart Texas has reported, the old-school Zetas and the Metros faction of the Gulf cartel began fighting with the Escorpions faction earlier this year over key territories. Since the fighting began, the Metros have been claiming to have the support of CJNG. Rumors began circulating in recent weeks that gunmen from Mayo Zambada's group had also been wanting to enter Tamaulipas. Despite the mass killing, on Wednesday morning, the Tamaulipas government posted on social media that the state had gone through 24 hours without a single murder. The outlandish claims come at a time when government officials have been working to minimize the appearance of violence while locals live in constant fear. Hashtag Voceria, Informa. Sin homicidios dolosos o culposos registrados en hashtag Tamaulipas en las últimas 24 horas. pic.twitter.com/cars2sun2g. Voceria de Seguridad Tamaulipas. At Voceria Seg Temps, December 13, 2023. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by Francisco Morales and JC Sanchez from Tamaulipas.